My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Julie, welcome. Thanks for joining us. Before we get to this General Milley piece, which is great, give us your sense of the Hunter Biden trial. What are the initial thoughts that intrigue you?
I think that we all know that this is the least of which crimes Hunter Biden and the Biden family should have been charged with and prosecuted for. He successfully escaped his entire family serious criminal activity that put the country at risk as he was swooping up millions of dollars using his father's last name and with his father's consent and knowledge, countries like Ukraine, China, Mexico, Russia, et cetera. So, I mean, I guess it's fine. But you know what, Dom? This is going to give the defenders of the DOJ and Merrick Garland fodder to say, see, it doesn't matter if your last name is Biden or Trump. The American justice system works. No one is above the law. And, you know, even if you're the president's son, you could still be convicted. So I think it's a way that they are going to use to diminish legitimate accusations about a politicized, weaponized DOJ against Trump and his supporters.
Yeah, I would agree. That's what they're going to try to do. And we know the home court advantage. That's why we have people like you out there in talk radio, though, that hopefully can push back and differentiate the made up stuff that Trump was tried with versus the legitimate, straightforward stuff that Hunter Biden was charged with. It also, though, gets into a great issue. President Biden's going to speak about guns after the verdict. That's right. That's the side that wants all these. If this is a case of overregulation, so what? He falsified the paper. Well, then they're the ones that want to put 20,000 more new laws out there.
And it's important to remember, too, this case was never supposed to go to trial. This was a sweetheart plea agreement between the DOJ and Hunter Biden's legal team that was blown up by a judge in Delaware.
Yes.
Otherwise, this never would have gone to trial, and we never would have seen all of this information. And, Dom, I think most people would agree the most outrageous aspect is the same FBI that refused to investigate the contents of the laptop that had the laptop as of December of 2019, concealed its contents. Christopher Wray going along, suggesting in 2020 that the Russians were trying to interfere in the 2020 election, playing along with the 51 intelligence officials and others, including Joe Biden, saying the laptop was the product of a Russian disinformation campaign. The same FBI taking the stand to finally say that it is not Russian disinformation, that the contents were legitimate and authentic, and how much what they did in 2020, censoring the laptop, if people were voting, really was just such another egregious example of the FBI and the media interfering in a fair presidential election, which, of course, 2020 was not.
I meant to give at the top here, Julie Kelly, joeykelly.substack.com or declassifiedlive or at @Joey_Kelly2 on Twitter or on X, all over the place. So this new report, and I'm not sure, is Haley McLean a colleague or another researcher at your Substack, Joy? Okay.
She's a researcher. Yeah, she's my researcher.
Researcher. Yeah. Well, this is really thorough stuff. And the biggest breakdown with General Milley, other than the number of people he was consorting with here, is just the craziness. And we've had on people when the guy who headed up the National Guard, the colonel, said his theory was that Milley wasn't going to let the National Guard do anything. The researcher writes this for you, too, because of a potential Reichstag moment. And the colonel testified, a bunch of black men from D.C. are going to overthrow the government for President Trump.
Yes. I mean, I really urge people, and in my piece, I know that we included those clips, and that's Earl Matthews.
Yes.
You're referring to the general counsel for the D.C. National Guard. And he and other top officials testified before the House Administration Committee a few months ago. And it was kind of overlooked, their testimony, but it was mind-blowing stuff and basically accused Milley of being in cahoots or giving direction to Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy, who apparently some say is a Milley loyalist, or Milley was a mentor of his. They changed the chain of command authority process before January 6th as to who had the final say to deploy the National Guard. That individual was Ryan McCarthy. However, William Walker, the general of the D.C. National Guard, and his associates, including Earl Matthews, could not reach Ryan McCarthy to get final authorization. Ryan McCarthy told the January 6th committee that he gave that authorization around 3 o'clock that day. That's not true. Then I guess apparently he had to change his testimony or revise it, say he thought he gave it through a subordinate. Of course, he didn't. But he was unreachable. And the question is why? Also, why was he with D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser? The D.C. Metro Police were not the lead agency for January 6th, not even the lead law enforcement. That was Capitol Police. Why was he prepping a press conference with D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, a hardcore Democrat, to do what while he's not answering his phone as General Walker, who said he would get fired? He would take the risk of being fired to deploy the National Guard as things were escalating. And finally, after 5 o'clock, got the okay from Ryan McCarthy.
Yeah, and we have Nancy Pelosi. We played it earlier today, Joy, taking responsibility in a mangled phone conversation. There's a video of it that was out there. Her daughter apparently had it, and nobody shared it until now. And, of course, the Cheney Committee, let's call them that, the January 6th Committee, was not interested in tracking this down.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Correct. So this was a Nancy Pelosi's daughter, Alexandra, a filmmaker who oddly, just happened to be filming her mother that entire historic day, including before, you'll recall, Dom, and I'm sure your listeners remember, the clip that was shown where Nancy Pelosi says she hopes that he comes to the Capitol. She'll have him arrested for trespassing, threatens to punch him in the face if he showed up at the Capitol, like she owns the U.S. Capitol building and grounds. So now we're seeing this comment where she allegedly is trying to take responsibility. Of course, it was her responsibility. It was Capitol Police's responsibility. But her team refused to deploy the National Guard, told the U.S. Capitol Police Chief Steve Sund for days. And Steve Sund actually tweeted this yesterday, and he does not do a lot of social media. And he said, basically, this is outrageous. Your team denied me access to National Guard's troops for days and including for hours on the day of January 6th. So this is clearly spin damage control. Nancy Pelosi never has accepted responsibility in any way, shape, or form for what happened on January 6th. And keep in mind, too, Dom, all of her records, Benny Thompson, the chairman of the committee, said were off limits. We have not seen a single record from her office, email, communication, anything related to what she knew, what she was doing before January 6th, and, of course, on that day as well.
We're talking with Joy Kelly, joykelly.substack.com, or Declassified Live, or joy_kelly2 on Twitter. So, Joy, here's a broad question for you, because I follow you all over the place. I don't know how you found enough. Maybe that's why you have a great researcher working with you to help with this. What's the next thing, say, in the next few weeks that we should be looking toward, the next diversion, the next issue that's going to develop here that you're looking at?
Well, in terms of something I've been waiting for a few years, that is the Department of Justice Inspector General Michael Horowitz, his investigation into the DOJ and FBI's conduct and or role in January 6th. We are now almost 3.5 years removed from January 6th. Why is this report being held up? It should have been published. The other agencies have long ago published their internal investigations. We don't know why. I suspect why. I think Michael Horowitz, for the most part, is a stand-up guy. And my suspicion is that he is going to reveal more evidence about confidential human sources, informants, and perhaps even FBI undercover agents. We know informants were embedded in these groups months before January 6th. This came out in the trials of the Proud Boys, Oath Keepers, et cetera. We know there were informants involved, but we still don't have a straight answer as to the extent. And that is something that I have been waiting to hear and read. So hopefully we will be getting that report very soon. But again, House Administration Committee Subchairman Barry Loudermilk continues to unravel the corruption of the J6 committee. Evidence that has been deleted. All of the videos were destroyed. The videos of the transcribed interviews destroyed. And now proof that Cassidy Hutchinson full out made up the story about what happened after Donald Trump left the Ellipse, gave his speech, and was trying to go to the Capitol. Full out made it up in whole cloth, perjured herself under oath. And this is just sort of scratching the surface of what the Cheney Pelosi committee did to mislead the American people and spin in their favor the events of January 6th.
You're talking about the allegation of the president trying to grab the wheel and struggling with the Secret Service, among other things.
That's correct. Cassidy Hutchinson, the first few times she was interviewed by the committee, never disclosed that. Then she got a new attorney. Then all of a sudden she made up that story. After she publicly testified to the American people in the summer of 2022, her lawyer gave the Congress a 15-page, it's called errata sheet, that clarified or made changes to her early testimony and making it sound like her revised testimony was the truth. Now we know, and Loudermilk's committee also revealed this as well, that the driver of the limousine or the beast asked the committee if he could come in and testify and say exactly what happened to contradict her story. And they refused to have him come in and sit for an interview, even though others disputed her account, including Tony Ornato, who she claimed she had this conversation with. So hopefully there will be some repercussions, not just for Cassidy Hutchinson, but Liz Cheney, because she is the one responsible for getting Cassidy Hutchinson. The committee was completely blindsided by her testimony, putting her in front of the American people on nationally televised audience to make up lies about Donald Trump's behavior on January 6th.
Joy, thank you. What a day to have you on. Any day is good. JoyKelly.substack.com or Declassified Lied or Joy_Kelly2 on Twitter. Thank you, Joy, very much.
Thanks for having me on, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.